Leadership's linguistic power. To be a successful leader, you must communicate effectively. Communication can be complex because the brain is intricate, consisting of three main parts: the instinctive brain, the emotional brain, and the logical brain. Each of these parts has its way of perceiving the world, and to lead effectively, you need to persuade them all. 1. Instinctive brain. This brain part, which developed about 5 million years ago, controls automatic things like breathing and looks out for danger in the surroundings. It rapidly decides if someone new might be a threat. 2. Emotional brain. The emotional brain produces chemicals that affect how we feel about ourselves, others, and situations. When these feelings, like confidence, love, or fear, are strong, people often show excitement and strong interest. 3. Logical brain. The logical brain, which is the biggest and newest part of the brain, checks if information and ideas make sense. It usually makes good decisions, but sometimes finds it hard to tell if something is truly logical or just seems logical. Persuade with the instinctive mind. Leaders often find it hard to convince others using only logic. People don't start thinking about the logic of an argument until they've processed it through their instinctive brain and then their emotional brain. Surprisingly, you might not even really listen to an argument until you've instinctively decided if the speaker is a believable leader. So, as a speaker, it's important to start by appealing to your listener's instinctive brain. To engage the instinctive brain effectively, you need to speak its language and focus on its main concerns: safety and rewards. Leaders can reduce safety worries by promoting group unity. In the past, gathering in groups was a way to protect against attacks. The brain supports this behavior by releasing oxytocin, a chemical that makes us feel closer to others. Leaders who can bring groups together can activate the reward system linked to oxytocin, capturing the instinctive attention of their audience. Appearance power. When you want to persuade someone, how you look and act matters. Even before you start talking, show that you're strong and trustworthy. How you breathe can also make a difference. Breathing quickly and speaking in short sentences can make others feel anxious too. But if you take deep breaths and speak calmly, you can make them feel safe. Use a lower voice and pause at the right times to show confidence. For example, instead of hastily rushing through your speech, take deliberate breaths and speak slowly to captivate your audience's attention. Pausing after delivering key points not only emphasizes their significance, but also demonstrates your self-assurance. Metaphors for clear communication. Use metaphors, like comparing complex ideas to vivid images, to connect with basic instincts. When Adam Smith talked about the invisible hand of the market, he made it easier to understand abstract economic forces. Choose your metaphors carefully. For instance, Arab Spring sounds positive but hides the ongoing conflict. Instead, consider calling it the Arab Furnace to show a different side. Business leaders often use metaphors from cars, the military, or sports, but these can sometimes cause problems. While leaders may see their organization as a smoothly running machine, employees might feel like they're just small parts of the machine. Avoid using too many mechanical metaphors. Instead, use images from nature that speak to our basic need for safety and rewards. When you compare your company to a family, it creates a sense of closeness among your team. Describing your business as a journey helps employees see the path to shared goals. Metaphors from food, water, weather, and the human body can strongly influence how people think, feel, and act. Connect with the instinctive brain. To effectively reach the instinctive brain, consider the following strategies. Empathy. Show empathy by listening carefully to what others are worried about and repeating it back to them. This helps them feel safe. When you use words like "we" instead of "I" or "you," it makes your connection with them stronger. This can trigger the release of serotonin and oxytocin in their brains, which are feel-good chemicals. The power of purpose. When you give people a strong sense of purpose, like working towards a goal that's more important than just making money, they do even simple tasks with enthusiasm. They feel like the janitor at NASA who saw his job as helping to send a man to the moon. As a leader, it's important to clearly explain your company's mission to your team. You can do this by using metaphors and acting with purpose yourself. Your passion can inspire others and make them more committed, releasing chemicals like dopamine and oxytocin in their brains. Engage emotional brain for better communication. Connect with your audience's emotional brains to get them excited about your ideas. Leaders like Winston Churchill and Martin Luther King Jr. were great at this. Their speeches touched people's hearts and encouraged them to face tough times like war and racial inequality. Use storytelling and other rhetorical techniques to trigger brain chemicals that create emotions. Stories are powerful because they activate the brain's reward system. Even though stories aren't real, when you hear one, your brain reacts as if it's happening. Brain scans have shown that when a character in a story grabs something, your brain reacts as if you're grabbing it. The brain releases the same chemicals whether you're imagining something or experiencing it in real life. Oxytocin. Telling stories can strongly affect our feelings and brain activity. A character in a story can make us feel closer to others by triggering oxytocin, a chemical that helps us bond. When there's conflict in a story, it can make us feel stressed, releasing cortisol. But when the conflict is resolved, it can make us feel good, releasing dopamine, a chemical that gives us a sense of reward. To create powerful stories, think about your own experiences, your company's past, history, or old stories. Create a character that people can relate to and describe their world vividly. Put the character in a tough situation they have to overcome. When the character solves the problem, connect it to the message you want to share. This will make the lesson stick in people's minds as it's linked to the good feeling of solving a problem. Rhetorical devices. Other ways to stir up feelings in our brains include 1. Repetition. Using the same phrase multiple times, like Martin Luther King's, "I have a dream," or Churchill's, "We shall fight," creates emotional power and engages listeners. It's like when people repeat themselves when they're upset, which makes the message feel genuine and impactful. 2. Praise. Acknowledging and praising others' efforts makes them feel valued and competent, encouraging them to perform better. Leaders should fulfill their team's need for recognition and self-esteem to motivate them effectively. 3. Resonant words. Leaders often rely on cold, distant jargon like collaborative or deliverables, but let's switch it up. Think about how Dr. King didn't just talk about strategies, he spoke about dreams. Instead of saying something exceeds expectations, let's just call it great. Don't shy away from expressing your enthusiasm, like saying you love an idea. And don't forget to keep it personal with words like we, you, and I. Let's make our messages hit home, resonate with people, and inspire action. The smart communicator, logical brain. To sway others effectively, combine substance with style. When appealing to the logical brain, furnish relevant facts and figures. Think beyond raw data. Consider how the brain processes information. Picture it as two halves. The left analyzes words' meanings, while the right savors the music of language, its rhythm and patterns. When creating arguments, think beyond mere numbers. Instead, integrate patterns that appeal to both hemispheres. The brain thrives on patterns, using them to gauge an argument's strength. To be more persuasive, infuse your points with these subtle yet powerful structures. 1. The rule of three. Using groups of three can make your messages more compelling and memorable. Advertisers have long employed this tactic in catchy slogans like Snap, Crackle, Pop, or Beans Means Heinz. It's not just for selling products. People naturally gravitate towards threes when expressing their passions. This technique injects excitement into topics that might not initially spark enthusiasm. 2. Balance. To sway opinions effectively, it's crucial to present a balanced viewpoint. When discussing contentious topics like nuclear power, offering two perspectives lends an air of impartiality and thoughtfulness to your conclusion. Utilizing alliteration, such as in phrases like listen and learn, enhances this sense of equilibrium. The repetition of similar consonants underscores a harmony between contrasting ideas, making the message more memorable. 3. Rhyme. Using rhymes in your argument can make it more convincing and easier to remember. So, try to rhyme the main points of your argument to make them stick in people's minds. 4. Perspective. Start with a general overview that most people agree with, then gradually shift to your specific position. Once people start agreeing with you, they are more likely to continue. Implement persuasion efficiently. Persuasion is like climbing a ladder in our brains. First, connect with instincts using empathy or simple comparisons, then stir emotions and bolster confidence. Finally, appeal to logic with clear goals. For example, you're explaining a plan to your team and someone raises a tough question. Start by reassuring them with a family-like atmosphere at work. Next, make them feel valued by praising their efforts or sharing the company's story. Finally, lay out three clear goals for performance. For example, Starbucks sums up its mission as one person, one cup, one neighborhood. This concise mantra resonates with their customers and employees alike. To persuade effectively, understand what people need, whether it's safety, belonging, or recognition, and address those needs in your approach. By doing so, you'll earn their trust and support. Key points. 1. Good leaders know how to talk to our different brain parts, the one that acts on instinct, the one that feels emotions, and the one that thinks logically. 2. Start by making people feel safe and part of a group to catch their attention and make them feel good. 3. Look and sound confident to make people trust you when you're trying to persuade them. 4. Use stories and comparisons from nature to make complicated ideas easy to understand and to make people feel something. 5. Give facts and make your words sound nice to convince people of your ideas. 6. Show you care, give your reasons for doing something, and use catchy words to make people excited to follow you. 7. Understand what others need and show them you care to get them to like and support you in everyday situations and when leading others.